On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yes, it's Friday, and when it's Friday, it means that Victoria joins us, Tori Lagarde.
Hey, and it also means you have fish, right?
Yeah, you had fish.
No, we have fish on Friday, right?
Have fish on Friday, and Tori's here,
that's
too.
That's right, because it's a Catholic thing, both of those.
It would be more helpful if you brought fish here. That
really?
Would kill two fish with one stone.
Do you eat fish this early?
Yeah, everything this early.
It's a dinner thing, really.
I'm not into the fish, although my doctor tells me to eat fish 3 times a week.
Just take an omega-3, dude.
I do, dude. I do that every day, dude.
You do, dude?
I do it twice a day, dude. One in the morning, one at night,
how can you remember?
Dude.
I hate doing pills twice a day. I got to do one a day or forget about it.
I remember because I take the omega-3.
Mm.
That gives my memory back for like 6 minutes.
Do you have the fishy burps?
No.
I hate those.
No, I don't.
Like garlic pills. Forget about it.
Well, no, first
they have
of
to have
all,
odorless. They have odorless now. They didn't used to.
Yeah.
They used to suffer.
There are burpless. Most of the fish oil pills now are burpless.
I hate it for that reason. It's like a salmon's in my mouth.
Salmon's in your mouth.
Oh, I like that on Sundays with a bagel and lox.
It's supposedly, my mother took it every day, and she said, "You'll live forever, God rest her soul."
Oh, well, who wants to live forever?
Apparently she didn't.
No, and I don't want to.
I don't think it really. You know, all this stuff, all the supplements, they really, you know.
They have not been evaluated by the FDA.
They've been evaluated by the marketers, and they love them.
They have to put that disclaimer on
yeah.
them.
Yeah. I've talked about this on the show before, but you notice that we don't call them drugstores anymore. They're not drugstores.
Oh, they're pharmacies.
Yeah. You don't
pharmaceuticals.
Dare say the word drug in drug any kind
bad.
Of description.
Drugs are bad. Say no to drugs. Don't say no to pharmaceuticals.
No.
I mean, that wouldn't fit on a shirt.
Yeah. Have you ever gone there and just in a pharmacia and just stared at all of the supplements? They make the strangest
all
things.
All different brands, too.
Blueberry extract. What?
Cranberry extract is for your urinary tract, though. I used to take that, and then I just started drinking it. Why am I taking a pill? Because I'm lazy.
Then I just started drinking. What the hell with it?
Cranberry juice, I meant. Alcohol's not bad either, but
not if you're taking cranberry pills. You got a little Cape Codder going on there.
That's right. Not FDA approved.
I'm starting to think everything that they disapprove of is probably good for you.
Like the internet?
Yeah.
That's FCC, though. And that thing happened yesterday, that vote.
What vote? Oh, yeah.
What
it
vote?
It did happen
There's
yesterday.
A lot of voting going on.
I don't recall what the outcome was.
Net neutrality. We need to keep those rules in place. Anyway, but there was another election, the Roy Moore thing.
Wow, yeah.
He went down in flames.
He did.
Like sparks. It wasn't a landslide, but good.
Enough.
In Alabama, I'm proud of you a little bit for once.
A little bit.
For
yeah,
right.
They stood up a little bit. But Roy Moore was actually disliked there by quite a few Alabamians for quite some time. So he was.
Judge Roy Bean?
Yes, thank you. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You sure. said that before. It was funny.
Yeah.
You're funny.
So I said something funny once.
A lot of times.
No, I think the tide is starting to turn, Tori. Oh, there's
the
a lot
tide.
Of tease. The tide is starting to turn.
Go crimson.
Go crimson, right.
Oh, it's Alabama.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's starting to turn. You know what? I always thought that the presidency of the United States should not be a 4-year term. It should be 2.
Right.
Just in case things get fucked up a bit.
And they are. So
yes.
This would be a good time.
This would be a good time to pass
well,
this
he's
legislation.
He's never going to make the 4 years. I already have the inside scoop.
Oh, who'd you hear from?
I can't tell you, but he's not going to make the 4 years.
Was it on Facebook?
No, and Facebook is overrated. But let's just say,
I don't think he's going to make the 4 years either.
Okay,
for various reasons. There are a slew of reasons that he wouldn't make 4 years.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ever going to resign. I don't think he's ever going to be impeached.
But of course, it will be. No matter what happens, it's his idea. Because remember the Roy Moore thing. He said, "Oh, I told you he wasn't going to win."
Yeah, which is why
after he lost,
right? Which is why he did all the robocalls and decided to support him. He did it only because he knew he wasn't going
to
win.
So therefore,
he'll
have to resign because he did it on his own volition.
That's true. One of the members of his White House team resigned a few days ago.
Amoroso. She didn't resign. She was kicked the heck out.
She was fired.
And she has swore a lot on the way out, apparently.
Yeah. She was probably a loose cannon.
I don't know how she got the job in the first place, except a favor, of course.
It was a favor. Exactly a favor. Trump had to get some women into his...
Diversity,
his, sure. Yeah, yeah. Black woman, let's hire her. What is she going to do? I don't know. I don't care.
Didn't
just
make it
get
a year.
Her in there.
Yeah, like everybody else.
Do you know how much she was making a year, I heard?
$179,000.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I read a lot.
She's funny. She didn't even round it off.
No, I know. I read things and I retain
$179,027.
Yeah.
Right? That's amazing. And yet nobody in the White House or otherwise knows what she did.
Nothing.
She was just walking around.
She was an annoying person. Not as bad as Huckaface. Yeah. I don't care for her much.
Yeah. Nobody does now. She's a lying machine.
Oh, it's
and
sickening.
Everybody knows, every single person on the planet knows she is.
She's a woman, mm-hmm. and she's really going against womanhood.
Yeah, she
and
really
I'm no
is.
Feminist.
It's embarrassing. It's just all these people just make everything worse. And if people haven't turned the other cheek yet, they're starting to slant in that direction. I don't know what's taken them so long, but they're starting to do it. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, fine, good. So Amoroso, yeah, apparently about a year ago, there was Christmas. It was recently, Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And she got into an argument with John Kelly, who is the chief of staff.
I find that very hard to believe.
Oh, I think she did. And apparently she started cursing at him, and she was... She was denied full access to the White House. There's certain parts of the White House she cannot go into. And in order to speak to the president, she has to make an appointment now. She got very upset about that, and that was when she went to the chief of staff and said, this is wrong. And he said, tough, if it's wrong, that's the way it is.
I think Kellyanne Conway actually lowered the boom, brought the
possibly
hammer down.
Possibly so.
Because that's her job.
Chick fight.
You're out. Goodbye. Yep. And they escorted her from the building.
Yes,
so she
apparently.
Wouldn't take any secret documents like the Constitution, which I found out is behind glass somewhere.
Yeah, they don't even know what's on it. They have no idea.
No,
just think it's the directions to the microwave.
Well,
they
Nicolas
have no
Cage
idea.
Is planning on stealing it anyway.
Yeah,
so
it's in a movie, though. Right. That's different. So that was one incident. And then apparently she was very upset about the, what is it there? Hold on, I wrote this down, Torrance.
You have to write.
Yeah, the Charlottesville thing.
Right.
She was very upset.
She's upset in what way?
With Trump's siding with the KKK.
Oh, good, as she should be. Yeah. There's some normalcy there.
Yeah. So she was very upset about that, and she carried that throughout the entire season. And then with this Christmas party thing, with being denied access.
She obviously found out she was there as a token hire.
Yeah.
Nothing
That's
more.
That's exactly what she was.
So who can live with that?
Yeah.
You do have self-respect, Amoroso, and good for you.
Good for
getting
her.
Fired,
yeah.
I guess. She didn't
really getting fired, yeah, I know.
But she
know.
Spoke out
Yeah.
with the trash talk. You gotta.
Anyway, so that's part of the fun. And then there have been more people accused of sexual...
who is it today? I'm losing track.
Well...
I mean, President... Who was it... was it Harvey Weinstein? They had a thing, and I scrolled through all the women, and my fingers got tired of scrolling. There were so many with their little stories.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe
There's
it.
There's tons
I've
of
never
them.
Heard of half of them.
The latest,
but they all said the same thing. He likes those naked massages. Sick.
Selma Hayek is the newest
Oh, yeah. I started to read that one, and she has a lot of stuff
she
there.
She got stuff
wow.
to tell.
Wow. But she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to want a piece of her easily. I mean, I think she's beautiful.
No, I think you should be fired.
I know, right? She's so gorgeous. Any man would be like, he should do it tactfully, of course, but any man in his right mind would want to date Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow.
I mean, Harvey did it the wrong way.
Right.
But, of course, she was like probably number one in his hit parade.
Probably so, even without makeup.
A dish.
Yeah.
But.
She's a dish.
But you hear what she had to do? Oh, my God. I read it. It was horrible. Well, now I have to see the movie Frida, which I was reluctant to see, but even though it got great reviews, she had to do a naked scene in order to get the movie... to premiere.
Yes.
And she did, reluctantly. And she didn't care so much about doing it in the movie, but she felt bad doing it because he wanted her to and he'd see her. And ugh.
Well, she said that there was no reason for
there wasn't. No, but...
But, of course, the producers do that all the time in order to spice up the film.
But just say no.
What's it called? I thought it was called Fritos.
No.
Oh,
it's about the painter. She was a gay painter
I
think, Mexico.
Oh, one of those gay painter movies.
She had a unibrow. I mean, seriously, this woman was not very attractive, but she had a very pretty soul.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Can't have everything, right? You heard about Mario Batali.
Mario Batali. Refresh my memory. That name sounds so familiar.
Okay, all right. He's your cousin. No, Mario Batali is a chef. He's been on the Food Network.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of fat. He has his hair tied back like
mine. Yeah, I did hear about him. Even I don't watch the show and know who he is. I read it.
And he's one of the hosts on a show called The Chew on ABC. Not The Jew, The Chew.
Right.
And apparently, and he owns some restaurants across the country, one of the bigger ones in New York.
And he was going to have a new show, but no more.
No. ABC quickly fired him within 24 hours, very similar to what happened to Matt Lauer.
Yeah, you got
to
get out.
Like right away. But then they did some further checking on the Battaglia thing. Mm-hmm. And there was a restaurant there in New York where he would go almost every night. Mm-hmm. And he would have a private room in the restaurant and he would do stuff in that room.
Yeah, well, that's a man thing again.
Yeah,
women don't have private rooms to do
that's
stuff.
That's a
in.
Lot. That's more than harassment. That is actually assault.
Right. Well, I mean, it's all secondhand. Yeah, and I'm glad it's coming out right now because why not?
Oh, it's coming.
Now's
out.
The time.
Yeah.
Get it out there.
So he lost his stuff.
And then there was a guy. It wasn't for sexual harassment necessarily, but there was another guy on, I think, NPR, one of those channels.
Yes.
That was he was angry. He would yell at
Travis
people.
Travis Smiley.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's his name.
Yes,
he would yell at people.
Yes.
So he wasn't really a sexual batterer or whatever, but he was a yeller.
He was a yeller.
You can't have that either.
He was old yeller.
Well, but, in my dad's family, let me just say this: in the law practice that my dad had years ago, back in the day. There was yelling by everybody to the secretaries, and you called them secretaries then, it was accepted. And I'm like, why are you people putting up with this? And I was a child thinking that. I'm like, how do they deal with this? But you know what? You get to, you just kind of let it roll off your back.
See, that's the question of the century here, is times were different. No one's proud of the way times were back in the 50s and 60s and all that.
I mean, they didn't touch anybody, but they're yelling all the time.
They mentally abused them. And they also had them do very demeaning things like...
Come get coffee?
Yeah, but in a demeaning sense, like, go get coffee, you worthless piece of...
No, I don't think they said that. They were still why isn't this ready? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Or, I told you to do it this way.
Yeah.
They're thinking that these people are as smart as they are. That's their first mistake.
Well, but a lot of those men did it to other men, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the
brothers were always, that's why they had to separate
very,
the law firm, because they was fighting. There's always family
boys,
fighting.
Boys.
Yeah. It's egos. It's all, you know what, Ron, it all comes down to ego in the end.
It was a terrible time. People treated each other horribly, and I guess we're getting back into the horrible treatment
because
phase.
Of Trump, jerk.
Yeah.
He's like making this acceptable.
He is actually, there's got to be, maybe it's to get the scent off of his ass,
but I know.
But I believe that on purpose, he's trying to disrupt everything.
He definitely is. And I've said this over and over again. He's creating chaos because he wants the world turned upside down.
Yes.
And again, now I think he was volunteering some texts, some FBI texts.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, here, read them. I'm like, okay, this guy, he's totally insane. I mean, I'm not even kidding. There's something wrong with his brain for him to say, here, look at these texts. He wants this explosion.
Yeah.
Somebody said, okay, if we don't sleepwalk into war with North Korea.
Mm. Well, actually, Rex Tillerson, who's supposed to be Secretary of State, he's actually opening the door, saying that we'll sit down with North Korea, we'll talk, we don't have to have any preconditions, we'll sit down and we'll talk to you face to face anytime you want.
How does Trump feel about that?
No comment from him, because Trump doesn't like when someone else takes the spotlight.
Oh, sure, and takes charge.
Yeah, so who knows? He hasn't really commented on that. Of course, Sarah Huckabee has. Because she has to comment on everything.
You can't shut her up.
Everything she says has got to be, her lips have to be like totally up the ass.
It's crazy. That's gross.
She's going to all these people and some Republicans are actually going to fall down this gigantic hole that they have self-created, and they're all holding hands and they're all going to go down together. And I think that's a given.
Well, I think if that's the case... They're going to try to get as much money as they possibly can, as fast as they can, Ron, before it goes implodes. Yeah.
Trump's approval rating right now, the latest poll that was taken recently, he is the lowest he has ever been. The lowest. It's
worse than Nixon.
31%.
Okay, that's generous. I heard less, but okay.
Okay.
I heard 29.
Oh,
but that might have been a bad day. And then it went up again. I don't know.
See,
it's like a stock market. Yeah, or Bitcoin. Exactly. I have Bitcoin, by the way.
Yeah,
I invested in Bitcoin years ago because my son, before he died, told me to do that in a crazy stupor. I thought it was. He's like, Mom, you got to do this. I'm like, okay, James, okay, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Because I believed him.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, I've increased my Bitcoin a little bit.
That's fantastic.
And maybe it'll increase more. I'm leaving it alone. I'm not adding to it or taking from it. I'm going to see what happens. It was a small investment, and I'm just going to let it sit
there.
Alone.
It's
been 4 years.
For now.
It's going up, man.
I think what happens next week with the tax plan is going to be very crucial to what the stock market does.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as the stock market starts to take a dip, it's going to dip, 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 dip. And you're going to watch people. Trump's only saving grace is that the stock market has been doing incredibly well.
Mm-hmm. So he can brag about.
When that goes away, mm-hmm. the man might as well just get in a broken down Chevy and drive off that cliff.
But doesn't it make life a little interesting, mm-hmm. Ron?
It was interesting.
You know,
at
seriously.
At first it was fun.
Like a vaudeville show.
But then I realized that,
You've seen this act before.
Hey, wait a minute, what he does, it has consequences. I can't believe it does, but it does, and that's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I think the 2-year term is very important, no matter who the president is. Keeps them on their toes.
I don't think it'll catch on, but I agree with you that it should
happen.
Oh,
man.
There's too many variables.
Got to be. I think everybody's learned a lesson. Not everybody. Certainly not everybody. We all know people that have not learned the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them have. A lot of them. You know Russell Simmons?
Russell Simmons. Again, that name is...
Yes.
I know Richard Simmons.
Well, of course you know Richard Simmons. Who doesn't?
I don't know.
Russell Simmons is a black comedian, also produces some movies and comedy specials and things like that.
Okay, getting more familiar now because I read a lot.
He is the next. He is, again, now he's accused of sexual assault.
Oh, okay, right.
It just
Wasn't
it just
he with somebody
stop.
Else, with the two of them? Maybe that was somebody else. There were two guys that were friends
you
accused
think of
together.
Abbott Costello.
No, they're dead.
Well, that's all I can come up
with. Could
happen
before.
Guys.
Well, you know, Fatty Arbuckle. Oh, there's a great story.
Oh, man.
Back in the 30s, was it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look, read Hollywood Babylon, which I read that book years mm-hmm. ago, which is a very old book from the 50s yeah. maybe or 60s. And Fatty Arbuckle was notorious.
Yeah.
And
he was fatty.
Yeah, he was a bad dude.
Alfred Hitchcock.
What did he do?
He was really like freaky weird.
Did you see the Anthony Hopkins movie? I haven't seen it yet.
No.
Where he played Alfred Hitchcock. They did a movie.
There were a couple movies about Hitchcock. Well, that one wasn't in the theaters, I don't believe. There was another one in the theater.
Was,
maybe
but...
the other way around. But yeah, Hitchcock was a lech, and his wife kind of knew about it, but she didn't say anything about it. She was a very milquetoast kind of woman.
Emma Thompson.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't think he was really married to Emma Thompson.
No,
but
the
okay.
movie again.
Oh, okay.
I got to
right,
see
okay.
this, but there's a lot of movies I want to see, Ron, and I have my long queue.
Mm,
it's very
mm,
long,
mm.
and I'm really fixated on Everest stuff right now.
Well, I hope the internet just stays the way it is as far as that's concerned.
Well, it said it will slowly change. I don't think it's going to change overnight, but if they want to charge for bandwidth and speed,
yes.
that's going to be bad because people watch Netflix and
that's
stream
correct.
Things and YouTube and stream things.
And you cannot
You're
watch
have
it. Unless you have full bandwidth,
yeah.
you can't watch it.
People are going to get upset.
Of course. And that's the opposite. And again, every time someone gets upset, another legislator dies.
And an angel doesn't get its wings.
Exactly.
Well, why leave? Why
a legislator doesn't get his votes or
it's
her
true.
Votes. Or
it's
her
it's
votes.
Just about money. This is totally about people padding their wallets. Certain people. I mean, I can't, you know, there's no other excuse for it. Why
this,
change
this
it?
This is, Tori, it is the United Companies of America.
Oh,
that's what
God,
this place
yes.
is called.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
He likes Trump. Did you hear? Did
yes.
you hear him say it?
He's actually actually said that Trump is a fine
yeah.
Individual.
That's because he's his puppet.
And he also said that, but America, the people of America, are not.
You know? This should be a red flag, I'm sorry,
yeah,
to a lot
so.
Of people.
I think so.
Hey, people, Russia is bad, you moron conservative Republicans. Do you know that?
Mm.
You're going along with their program.
You're
Donald Trump is bought and sold. He's bought and paid for, I mean. That's what they say.
Oh, very much. Very
yeah,
much.
So,
very much.
They'll keep digging. You think Russia's going yeah. away? I say it every week, and I'm going to say it every week. Russia's not going away. Sorry.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Go away. My God, they've gained ground.
But they keep saying they don't find in. There's no collusion. There's no collusion. Good.
Yeah.
Good for you. You
well,
say that. You think whatever you want, man.
There could be. It just hasn't come out yet. I don't think Mueller, Special Prosecutor Mueller, is going to do anything until he's got the goods.
Yeah, he's not going to leak it, people.
No.
We're not going to hear, we got it now, because then they'll go and try to fix that. It's going to come out like a bombshell.
He's got the goods. He's got to tie
exactly.
the goods together.
Yep.
And
yep.
when it's announced,
mm-hmm.
or any phase of it is announced,
it's going to be too late to stop it.
It's
fix
going
it.
To be because
yeah.
he's got that wrapped up,
yeah, exactly.
period. And
so,
there ain't
to
be
you
much
people
question.
That think there's no collusion, okay, there is. Hey, I want to tell you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know Regis and Kathie Lee? That
Certainly.
Was a show a long time
I
ago.
I love those two.
Right. I liked I watched it back when they did it together. Ah. Then it branched off and I lost interest.
Correct.
Didn't watch it anymore. Right. However, when the Kelly Ripa took over for Kathy Lee, and it was Regis and Kelly for a long time.
Correct.
And I got to tell you this, because this is something you and I have talked about before. They just came out with a story that Kelly Ripa said, and she told everybody that Regis had a thing before the show. He said, no talking. So she'd say, good morning. He'd say, save it for the show.
Right.
So that's how we have to be sometimes, because we start to talk and they're like, this would make a great, we do the show before the show sometimes, correct, a part of it. So I thought you would appreciate that, that Regis Philbin was the same way.
I appreciate him.
Yeah.
Regis, yeah, and that was the reason that he did that.
Yeah.
Because it would kill, it would kill the spontaneity
right,
of, yes, of the
real
of the conversation.
Yes.
And that was the way it was for Kelly for the longest time, because she took that.
Right, but now she changed it and she wants to.
Well, she's got her little buddy
Ryan
there.
Ryan Seacrest, yeah, who's busy doing all these things, yeah, but he can do this.
He is the new Dick Clark.
Oh, that's right.
Literally. Literally.
Yeah, yes. Times Square, right?
Yeah. Times Square, radio DJ,
wow,
music.
He's now, got a thing in Boston at the Children's Hospital. They have their own studio.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Correct.
He goes there once a month
big
or whenever.
Stuff. Big stuff.
Yeah.
He is, they're doing American Idol on ABC starting in January.
Oh, I don't watch that. I've never watched
You don't
that.
Have to. but I'm just saying they're doing that.
Yeah, I like the audition sometimes.
American Idol, American Bandstand. I mean, this guy is
the
Dick
Bandstand?
Clark. Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, no, he's not doing American Bandstand.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I'm drawing
back
the similarities.
Train,
no, I'm just drawing the similarities.
Oh, definitely. I hope he's not as, I don't know. He's too
as
good looking.
What?
As good looking. Like Dick Clark, they had this good looking face. And then you got Ryan Seacrest with this good looking face.
Well, Dick
guys
Clark,
rely on
Dick
that.
Clark was good looking, and then he had like tons of plastic surgery.
Oh yeah, he started looking
so
like Joan
he
Rivers.
Was like an old man looking like he's perfect. He looked just like Joan Rivers.
I couldn't tell them apart. You never saw them together. So
no, you
who
didn't.
Knows,
same
you know?
Person.
Hey, hey, hey.
Same person.
My dad used to say you never see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Dr. Ruth together either.
Good point. Good point.
So what do you think of that?
Yeah. I am now.
That was years ago.
Now you got me thinking.
Who knows what's happening with
thinking.
Those two guys now?
You got me thinking now. I'm watching a commercial. Sometimes I wake up at 3:00 in the morning to pee.
Oh,
more information you need to know.
Well, I don't like to wake up.
Well, I don't like to wake up either, Tori, but
sometimes
but I'm supposed
to,
you have
then,
to.
If sometimes. I never wake up again, that's okay. How will I know?
When you're dreaming that you're peeing in your sleep,
oh, God.
It's time to get up and pee.
Oh, I've done that and I don't pee.
Oh.
Really? Yeah, I've dreamed I've been gone to the bathroom in my dream, and I just don't do it. I don't wet my bed.
You ever
I'm
wonder
a big
what,
girl.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're a big girl.
Not that big.
If it were that easy, just be in your sleep, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You got up at 3.
Got up at 3.
Watch
Thank
TV.
You. Thank you for continuing the story.
You're going to saw something.
Got up at 3, got to pee, and then went back to bed. And so I turned on the TV because I couldn't go back to sleep.
That'll keep you up.
Yes.
Won't it? I
yes,
would never
it will.
Do that.
Anytime I get up, when you turn TV on, it's all over.
All right.
There's a commercial for an item. And it was, you know, a late night TV item.
Oh, sure.
And then I said to myself, this is going to change everything.
Oh, my God. It was revolutionary?
Yes, it is. It is revolutionary. It is a, it looks like a pen, and it does pen-like situations.
It takes a temperature in your ear?
Not quite.
That was revolutionary.
It's called, I'll tell you what it's called. It's called the Atomic Beam Private Eye.
Uh-oh, it's a spy thing.
It has a little camera at the end. It also, but that's not it.
Harvey Weinstein invented it. Oh, my God, I don't want anything to do with it.
Can I sign your ass, please?
Oh, my God.
It's got a UV blue light at the tip of the pen.
Not like
and
it.
What they did was they demonstrated. What they did was they demonstrated that, and they had a person go into their bathroom, turn on the UV blue light, and you could see all the places.
Oh, where the sperm
with
was?
The germs. And
oh, germs.
All, every,
I said germs,
sperm
actually.
And, sperm and germs, they rhyme. You could see everything in the bathroom that glowed blue was disgusting virus bacteria crap.
I don't want to know because I know it's gross.
So here's, and I thought, okay, that's interesting, but oh my God, here's the big problem.
Oh my God, I'm getting afraid right now.
Here's the big problem.
Tori's afraid.
Hotels will never be the same.
Oh no!
If you start, if they start distributing this thing, and people walk around with UV blue lights,
I know.
Every time you go to a hotel, you're going to turn this on, and you're going to.
I'm not. I don't want to know. It's like I don't know what's in a hot dog.
Can you imagine the front desk of every hotel?
They should just pass them out.
Yes, this is going to kill the hotel business because every room, every mattress, everything has.
It's like a zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
God.
The remote control.
Oh my God! All remotes are bad. Even your own. They've done studies.
But at least it's my own fingerprints on it. I don't have people having sex on my remote.
They say, you know what they've done? They've tested soap,
yes.
Bars of soap. There's fecal matter on
Certainly.
It.
Certainly.
Isn't that sickening?
Well, of course there
I
would be.
I can't believe this.
Well, where do you put the soap?
Well,
Well, come on, of course there's fecal matter.
Oh, my God.
You think just because it's soap, it just dissipates?
Use liquid soap. Use liquid soap. Don't leave a bar of shit soap around. What's the matter with you?
That's what it says on the label, bar of shit soap.
I can't even hear this story,
Ron. Well, it's true. It's soap.
I know the world is disgusting. Do they need to point it out and I have to pay for it?
Here's the problem, Tori, is it that just because you touch a bar of soap that has fecal matter on it doesn't mean that you are going to die.
Oh, my God.
And I think that's our problem.
Whose fecal matter is it?
This is Howie Mandel's problem, because there's nothing wrong with all of that. Just because you happen to touch it passively doesn't mean that you're going to infect yourself with anything.
Well,
we've become very crazy. And if we lived in a world that was so sterile, then if we did touch something that had bacteria on it, then we probably would die. It's good to touch bacteria.
All right, then I have one question.
That's
for
why
you,
I seek out clothes with sperm on it.
talk to Monica Lewinsky.
In order to condition myself.
Well, are you going to buy one?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because it was $39.99. I thought that's a lot for a pen.
To find out what's gross around you?
Well, it does have a pen and a camera in it and all that kind of stuff.
They couldn't pay me to find out what's gross around me. I don't want to know.
I agree with you. I would not want to know. But I'm just thinking, for the number of people that might buy it, hotels would be getting calls at the front desk all night.
How could I sleep? I couldn't sleep at night. Knowing what I'm sleeping in, that's absurd.
People go to hotels all the time. They don't.
To put it out of your mind.
Everybody lies on top of the bed, on the comforter, whatever, the bedspread.
You're supposed to throw those right on the floor.
You're supposed to, because they don't wash them. They don't wash them. They might wash the sheets, probably not the blankets.
They definitely wash the sheets.
Yeah. Blankets,
and
probably
towels,
not.
And they use bleach.
Yeah. I don't think that they disinfect the floors or the carpet. No. And you're right, the remote controls, I'm touching stuff that
well, bring your spray. Get like a disinfectant spray and
I'll use
remote.
The bar soap and the...
You do not. And those are wrapped fresh and new every time. That's why, because they don't want fecal matter on them.
Yeah. They're so very they're small. I lose them sometimes.
TMI, huh? I never go to the hotels. I haven't been to a hotel in a couple of years. Yeah. Maybe 3 years, maybe, yeah. I think. Yeah. But anyway.
It's still the same.
No, they're just, it couldn't
door
have gotten better.
The bed, the
I don't
bed.
Know.
Yeah.
I don't need to go. Yeah. Anyway, I would just scoop. I would take all the free stuff.
Yeah,
don't
of
you do that? The conditioner,
it
the shampoo,
free,
these little bottles.
Because it's free.
But you know, why leave it? The pen, the paper, everything I can find that's free.
Sure.
I'm taking it.
Absolutely.
I'm rummaging. Rifling.
Oh, yeah. You know what the gold mine is? Is when the maid's somewhere on the floor, but she's left her cart in the hallway.
Oh, like towels and washcloths?
Come on, man.
I have a stack.
Yeah.
For when I get a new apartment someday. I got all my hotel towels already.
Yes. They say T on it.
No.
Oh, that's
H,
too bad.
Maybe Hilton? I don't know.
Too bad your name isn't Hori. I don't mean it that way. I don't mean it that way.
As far as you know.
I mean Hildegard or something. Or Hillary.
Of course.
Then you'd have the H towels.
I would. Or Holiday Inn.
So that's
still
right.
It's all I could afford. Anyway, yeah. So there's no Hilton.
Yeah. People, women and men with the first name, with an H.
They're all white now, pretty much. Unless it's a fancy hotel, they'll monogram it. They're just white towels. They're interchangeable. Usually pool towels. I can grab those. Hand towels.
Yeah.
But you know, what am I going to do with all these towels, Ron?
Use them.
Polish my car? Eventually.
You could eventually. Yeah, of course. There's a lot to do with a towel.
But anyway, the bathrobes, they'll charge you if you take those in fancy hotels.
Absolutely.
So I don't even go to
They'll charge
hotels.
You after the fact. They already have your credit card.
They did it once to me when I drank some water.
Yes. Oh, never drink water in a hotel.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a gift.
Yeah.
This is years ago. Now I know. Tori knows. Tori has to find out lessons. And I do. I learn my lessons.
It
was like $5 or something. Or $8. It was a lot for a thing of water.
It costs more for the bottle of water than it does to milk the water.
Why was this like Fountain of Youth water?
No.
No. It's special water.
Bottled water.
Didn't taste like anything.
No,
but
it's fresh from the bathtub.
Oh, my God.
Fecal
matter. Oh, Ron, why did we ever talk about this? You and your 3 a.m. television viewing. You just stop that right now.
There are some amazing things on television at that time in the morning.
I wouldn't know.
It's great. It's worth the pee anyway.
I have to get up and go to the bathroom, I go right back to sleep. I don't want to distract myself.
Can't.
It's because your
I
thoughts.
Can't.
You're thinking, Ron. It's your thinking. Your brain is going into overtime.
And if I get up out of the bed, the dog that I have will say, oh, okay, we're up.
Right.
Let me out. I'll pee too.
Right.
So by the time you do that, it's all over.
It's a group thing.
Then it's a men's room thing.
Yeah.
You know, no, it doesn't work out. Well, the holidays are upon us.
I know.
This is next week's show, there'll be more upon us, but I can't stand it anymore.
Why?
I am so upset.
Just let it roll off your back like all this other, like people do.
Nothing rolls off my back. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, you take it all. You internalize stuff. That's why you're up at 3 a.m.
And on my back. I am so annoyed. Every year it gets worse where this holiday and the whole group of holidays have just become so commercial that I'm just, it just seems like inhuman now.
Well, I can't even afford gifts this year, so I don't know what I'm supposed
to do. You're lucky.
I think it's wrong because then people give me stuff and I feel bad.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. So. Well, it's always cards.
And all stamps.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Whatever. I used to be so on the ball, Ron. Send out like 30 cards a year.
Yeah.
Get like 10 back. But still, that was, maybe I get 15. I'd get like a good amount back.
Well, you can email cards now. You don't have to
send
them. Yeah,
that seems kind of chintzy, don't you think?
It's not chintzy, not at all. Some of them are quite creative and quite fun.
Ugh, but some of them make me laugh. I like getting things in the mail, like it's nostalgic
things. I don't like the things in the mail.
Really?
I don't display.
It's effort. Someone showed an effort.
I don't display holiday cards. All I'm doing is just showing pictures of people's families. I really don't
it. You don't have cards.
I don't like it when. No, I don't. I don't like it when people. And this is just me. And I'm not being a jerk, but I guess
this
I am.
This time. Today.
Yeah. I don't like it when people send pictures of their family and on the bottom it says Happy Holidays from the Bubby
family.
That's
great. You can see how they're growing.
I don't care about how they're growing.
Aww.
So to me, it seems very selfish where Happy Holidays. Here's a picture of me.
My family that I love. I want to show you and share with you my beautiful family to your beautiful family.
So what am
family.
I displaying? What am I displaying in my house? Pictures of other people's children? What am I doing? Why don't I just put them on the refrigerator like artwork?
I thought I overthought.
No, it's just it's silly to me. Send me a card that says Happy Holidays, wishing you the best. I don't want a picture of your family.
Aww, I love family pictures.
I save them
forever. I never throw them away.
Other people's families?
Why not?
Do you buy a photographic there, the frames for photos and leave the family in it?
No, I don't.
Sounds like it.
Because I don't know those people. The people that are sending me the cards, if I should get one in the past, are people I know.
Sometimes when I get those cards, I look at the family and I don't know these people. No idea who they
are.
You
throw it in the trash.
No idea who they are.
Oh, Ron, I
only hear from
them
once a year. Once a year, people send me a card of themselves. Once a year. Otherwise, you never hear from these people.
Yeah, but maybe it's better that way.
It's a little superficial, really is.
But they're trying to get with the spirit, get with the holiday.
And then all the advertising and all the flyers, buy this, buy this, buy this,
Everyone
buy this.
Everyone should see Ron right now. I wish I could take a picture of Ron right now.
He
has, his arms are crossed,
yes.
His shoulders are up,
yes.
His legs are crossed.
Yes.
He's in the go away position.
Yes.
It's body language,
It is body language. If I could lie on the floor, I'd embryonic this
I
thing.
I am totally 100% not kidding right now. He's angry looking.
Well, right, it's just shameful. It's just shameful. That's all. It's just shameful.
It's been that
the
way, though.
The society
you know
is
that.
Just shameful.
You sound like a Christian now. What's the matter with you?
Well, no.
Shame? You use the word shame.
Shameful.
Okay, right away, that's
shameful.
Has religious shameful. Connotations,
no,
Van Damme.
Oh, no. It's shameful in my world.
Yeah, I say that to people. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
I just think it's so disgusting. Every time I see an advertisement for something, buy it for the holidays,
buy
it for the
you
one
cringe.
You love.
I do too.
It's just like, my God, you are so far off the mark on this whole thing.
But you know what? If anyone would get Tori something, and if you're listening, Tori does like a couple of things.
What does Tori like? Tell the people.
Well, and this is never going to change. Year round, I like lavender. I think you might know that.
Oh,
anything
that
smells like lavender. I love because that relaxes me. My brain needs relaxing, obviously, I have hyper speech. So I have, hand creams and scents and room sprays, and I run low on that stuff.
Right.
The other thing would be ginger. Anything that tastes has ginger flavor. I love ginger. Ginger and lavender, and I will even eat lavender. But ginger is strictly for eating, not smelling.
It is. It's great for the digestive system as well.
Yes, everything. It's ginger beer, ginger candy, ginger cookies, ginger ice cream.
Would you like better on Gilligan's Island?
Ginger.
There you go. Marianne.
No. Everyone picks Marianne because she's so innocent.
Yeah.
Listen, you read about Dawn Wells. You read what she's written. She ain't just like, she ain't so innocent. Just like Sally Field. She had the show Gidget.
Right.
Sally Field wrote something, a book or something, and she was like, I am nowhere near Gidget.
Yeah.
You should, listen, man. She was sleeping with Burt Reynolds. Mm-hmm. She was doing all kinds of stuff. Good for her.
Well, I thought she could sleep with Burt Reynolds even if she was Gidget.
I quote you on that.
Well, they were together for quite some time.
I know. Look,
Burt Reynolds had a lot of women.
Lonnie Anderson, he married her.
Yeah.
She was a little too done up, wasn't she?
She was over the top.
Big boobs.
Yeah.
Something fake about her.
It was the Jane Mansfield kind of look, But he was big stuff back then.
Did he get hair plugs?
That's the controversy. The controversy is that his hair, he started receding and he almost lost all his hair, so he got plugs.
Yeah.
And probably so, because his life was vain. His life was vain.
He had to do that. I'm not sticking plugs in my head.
He's probably like in his 80s now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Well, Sally Field's got to be up there, too. She was Forrest Gump's
sure.
mother.
Yeah. But I think I saw pictures of her, and even though she looks she's a little aged, she still looks good.
Yeah, that's genetics.
Yeah.
It's good DNA.
It is. It is.
That's what you got to rely on in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's all DNA. Otherwise, you got to fix it and pay to fix it, man. Forget about it.
Well, DNA is DNA. Can't do a damn thing
that's
about
right.
that.
No. Well, not yet. They'll be cloning people. The future, man. This is only 2017. You wait until it's 2117.
I don't think I'm going to be
well,
around.
I'm not going
mean,
to either, but you're missing the
card.
Point, man. There's no cards. You don't want cards. You'll throw it in the trash. I'll send you an e-card through space. I will drone a card to you in 2117.
It'll be telepathically delivered.
Why not?
Yeah. I'm into that.
That's all right.
Do you remember back in the 80s and 90s?
I
think in the 80s.
I definitely remember that time.
Listen more to the sentence. There was a thing called holograms.
Oh, yeah.
And these were 3D things that just appeared out of nowhere. They were projected onto an empty spot.
Even on the 70s.
Yep.
Star Wars.
Didn't
Princess
have to be
Leia.
On a wall. Didn't have to be on a wall. It would just be in thin air. It would be projected onto just thin air particles.
Yeah.
And it would just, yes, like the Princess Leia
like
thing in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yes. And they said that by the turn of the century, which, by the way, happened like almost 20 years ago, that by the turn of the century, you could go to a movie theater or go to a regular theater, a Broadway theater, and the stars wouldn't have to show up.
Yeah,
everything
holograms.
Would be just holograms, right?
Well, eventually we'll get there, but not yet. I think that we will.
It's like the flying cars. It was an idea that never materialized. And there's no hologram
you're
crap
saying
going
never,
on.
Like it's the end of the world now. This time.
No one's pursuing this. No
how
one's
do you
pursuing
know?
This.
How do you know it's being
pursued?
Japan?
Know it's not?
Are you in Japan right now?
Not really.
Well, you know what those dudes are up to. They're crazy over there.
Oh, they are. Well, they have the crazy game shows. That's different.
And the tentacle porn?
Yeah.
Tentaporn?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, you've seen it. I probably.
But no, I don't think anybody cares to develop this stuff.
I think you're wrong there.
I don't see the flying cars.
Doesn't matter. It's Ron. This is like the Stone Age right now compared to the future. Probably.
They could have said that in the Stone Age. You think people in the Stone Age are walking around going, you know, this is the Stone Age, Bob, compared to the future. I know we can't.
No, you know why? Because they just didn't know.
They had no internet.
They had no
idea.
Television.
Right.
They didn't know a way of knowing anything except when the sun was going to go up and go down. That's all they based anything on.
And they actually thought that the sun went up and went down. They didn't know
they didn't
any
know the world
better.
Was turning.
No, they thought it was just
here right. It comes. There it
comes.
Goes.
There it goes.
It's going over there. It's come here. It's go there.
Where does it go? I don't know, but here it comes again.
Will it come up tomorrow? I don't know.
I don't know.
Could
Let's
be.
Find out. Look, it
did
again. It did. There it goes.
Well, that's just because now we have information, dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And they didn't have information.
We got all the information we need, but we got no flying cars and no holograms.
Not
so
yet.
I'm
and
just
I'm saying,
saying,
not yet.
No, they would have been developed by now if we were going to
Listen,
have them.
Listen, we've already cured like polio, haven't we? Or did that come back? I think that came back. That's a bad example.
Sure, the one example you choose came back.
Well, you know, we
besides
we're,
all these years,
it's penicillin, man.
All this
Come
year,
on.
All these years,
we've
and all they did
progress.
Was cure polio.
We've made
a waste
progress.
Of time, man. I mean, I'm glad you
people
cured
can
polio,
walk now. They weren't walking before. Stop it.
Yeah,
there's less wheelchairs needed because of polio.
Yeah, there goes the wheelchair business.
Yeah, see, there's always a silver lining, isn't there? Yeah.
You know what I miss most of all? Telephone operators.
Ugh, what are you talking about
I
right now?
I love that.
No.
When you called any business at all, someone would pick up the phone.
Oh, you mean you just want to have, you don't want voicemail. You don't want
oh,
any,
no, no,
like
no,
push
not
a
that.
Button.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about companies when you called instead of a recording saying you've reached the
Yeah, all right, I get that. I thought you meant operators had to connect you because you didn't even have a dial tone back then.
Although I did have like some surface relationships with some of them.
Oh.
It was kind of nice.
I saw that movie.
I just, you know, see, we have totally removed ourselves from interpersonal relationships on every level. On friend level, on business level, on professional level, we've totally removed ourselves.
Yeah, because of social networking and internet.
Yes.
And this, yeah.
But we don't verbally have the ability to go back and forth in conversation and in thought provokement.
Well, you must if you have a job, right? You bet the water cooler. That still happens, right? People
That's
have
it.
Jobs.
That's all you got, babe. You got the water cooler and the copy machine. That's all you got. Used to be that this was the mode of communication for people.
Right.
And I remember calling companies and people helping me out on the phone, and I'd say thank you, and they'd say, how, you know, you want me for coffee?
Well, now when they ask me questions, I know they just want to talk me up. I hate it. So how you, how's the weather over there? Where are you?
I know.
Oh, the sun, sun's out here. I want to say, shut up.
Yeah.
I called for a reason. You did something wrong, and I want
to
fix it.
Well, it's better than a robot talking to me. See, I can't do it. If I get a call, a robot call, which is everything, they're all robot calls, I hang up because I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that. I can't talk to a machine.
Why should you have to hang up? Why do you answer the phone, first of all?
Because I don't know who it is.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, let them just screen it through the answering machine, right? Don't you do that? Like everyone's done for 40 years, 30 years.
What if someone's calling who I didn't call me before?
Can't they leave a message and I'll call them back? Dude, I never answer my phone. I don't care. It's going to go to voicemail no matter what. Unless I see it's you. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen?
My family.
The day I do that and the phone rings and then I let it ring.
It's
and then
the publisher's clearinghouse?
No.
Anyone? No.
Well, that would be fine. And then I go, okay, I didn't answer that. Now I'll see what they want.
Right.
Hello, Ron. Your uncle died. So, oh, no, I should have answered the phone.
Do you
phone.
Have any uncles left?
No, that's
okay,
why
well,
I can't.
I guess I can do this.
I guess I can do this then. I guess then maybe I don't have to answer the phone.
I don't
then.
Know. I think that's your first mistake. I just don't do it. I think it's...
That's just the first mistake. I love that phrase. Ron, that's not only... a mistake. That's just the first of many mistakes you're going to make.
Well, I mean, how can it go well answering an unknown number? I don't know. I don't want to know.
Because
it's not
I
happening.
Don't know.
You want to call Tori? Forget about it. You're wasting your goddamn time.
Tori, what if you had a business and you had
I'm
customers?
I'm not having a business. But go on.
Well,
let's hypothetically.
You've solved that problem.
That involves working.
You've
but go on.
You've solved that problem then.
There's disgruntled employees that are going to come shoot me, so forget it. But anyway, go on.
Yeah.
If I had a business.
Yeah, I'd rather get a message from them.
They don't send Christmas cards.
I think we're out of time.
No,
and that's my second mistake.
I think that's not a mistake.
Yeah.
Let's be out of time.
Next Friday, what do you think?
Why not?
See what happens.
There's no Christmas that day, right?
Not that I know of, unless it's changed this
that's
year.
That's the day we can't do anything. I'm sorry. We have to stay in our home.
Which Christmas wasn't always on the 20th? I don't think Christ was born or anything.
No,
on
he was
the
born
25th.
In the spring. They've already determined the 25th
so
was
that.
Not his birthday.
So why can't we just make it like the third Monday of every week or every Christmas?
I don't
or every,
know.
Every
yeah,
December.
Why did it have to be on a 2/5?
Yeah.
Well, it's too late now, Ron. That's like your 2-year presidency.
Late.
I mean, what are you thinking? It's all done.
Well, that's my third mistake.
Yeah, that's, you can't lobby for that one. Sorry.
No. Oh, well. She's totally. Whatever. This by this go.